Hey, so you will be delighted to know that I have wasted an awful lot of money on useless muscle building supplements, so now you don't have to. Let's face it, the industry is full of very sketchy products based on not the best research ever, maybe just one study on a rat somewhere in Russia that then allows these companies to claim that they have some wonder muscle building supplement with steroid-like effects. Most of it's a load of crap, but there are some good ones out there, and that's what I'm going to look at now. Five of the best and cheapest muscle building supplements for guys 40 plus. I'm Chris, and this is the Men's Fitness After 40 podcast. I'm a gym owner, a men's lifestyle coach, but I'm also a tired, busy dad of three who's no spring chicken anymore. This show helps guys over 40 to turn their out of shape ship around to get a body you and your missus are proud of, to get healthier, slimmer and stronger, but without turning your crazy busy life upside down. Now, like I said, it's very common once you start training for a while and eating a little bit better, you start to look into muscle building supplements, just something to help maybe fast forward your progress a little bit in the gym or even take a shortcut. And a lot of the products do have fantastic promises that within just 4 short weeks, you're going to have veins popping out of your biceps and pecs like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the Predator movies. We really don't need to be looking at things that are based on Indian or Chinese or Asian herbs with only anecdotal evidence that some guy claimed gave him 10 boners every day. Often muscle building supplements will give themselves steroid-like names. Again, just implant the idea in your head that maybe this is slightly illegal. This is like steroids I'm taking because it's called Testoball or Andromax. Something that sounds a little bit like something that got a Russian sprinter banned from the Olympic Games a while back, but you know it's not really steroid-like because it wouldn't be for sale on a website if it was. So let's be realistic. The important thing to understand about muscle-building supplements is that they're going to promise one of two things, or maybe both. The first one, they will all promise to increase your testosterone. Now, the thing to understand is they don't actually increase it beyond what it should be. What they will try and do is just get it back to where it should be at your age. For example, if your sleep is crap, you have very high stress levels, you never get outside, so you're low in vitamin D and your diet's a little bit crap, your testosterone levels are going to be quite low, artificially low. And if we can sort out those lifestyle habits through supplements or better lifestyle habits, then you will magically increase testosterone, but you're still not increasing it beyond what it should be. So for the most part, the supplements will try and help you get it back to where you should be to overcome those side effects from your crappy lifestyle habits. The second thing that muscle building supplements will promise is to help you train harder, train for longer in the gym, to shift heavier weights. The theory being the more damage you can inflict on your muscles in any workout, then the more repair and the more muscle growth you will eventually get as long as you're eating enough protein. So now that we understand that these are the two things that muscle building supplements are promising, it's clear the types of ingredients that we should be looking for in any muscle building supplement. And that's what I'm going to look at now. Five of the best and cheapest muscle building supplements for guys 40 plus. Now, before I jump into the supplements, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of my videos. And also check out offacoach.com, my website, where there's free ebooks and free video courses for guys just like you, 40 plus, just trying to look after yourself a little bit better with their turning life upside down. Supplement number one, ZMA, zinc and magnesium aspartate, which is a mix of zinc and magnesium and vitamin B6. Zinc does help to increase testosterone levels, but again, only if you are already deficient in zinc. Most of us aren't sitting there eating oysters and seafood every day, so a lot of us are deficient in zinc. Then you tend to have low testosterone, and then you suffer from the effects of that, which are low libido, general lack of energy, a bit of fatigue, and also no real progress in the gym. You may feel like you're really trying hard, you're pumping the weights all the time, and just nothing's happening. Sometimes that can be because you're deficient in zinc. So that ticks a box for zinc and ZMA. It's a very useful supplement to have. Let's look at magnesium. Magnesium helps you to synthesize protein, which again helps you to build muscle as long as you're eating enough protein. And also it's an excellent supplement for helping you get into a deep sleep. The deeper sleep we can get, the more we recover, the more our hormone levels can normalize, and that will help you to boost testosterone as well. So this is looking good so far. Zinc and magnesium seem like very good supplements. Vitamin B6 also helps to synthesize protein and also helps to regulate energy levels. So it helps you to have enough energy to work out and to get through your day. So that's why ZMA is an excellent supplement, because it generally does help to get your testosterone levels back to where they should be and get into a nice deep sleep. In my experience, it's best to cycle ZMA as well. So maybe 6 weeks on and then a couple of weeks off, simply because once you're no longer deficient in zinc and magnesium, you don't really need to keep on taking zinc and magnesium. And so it does you no harm just to take a couple of weeks off from taking the ZMA. The next supplement I want to talk about is ashwagandha, not Wakanda like Black Panther, ashwagandha. It's used in Indian medicine. And it's one of those ones the same as Chinese medicine. Quite often these supplements and herbs and plant-based things will always have a lot of anecdotal evidence that claim that it does everything. It's anti-anxiety, it's stress, it's libido, it cures cancer, it helps you concentrate, all sorts of things. But very rarely are there reliable studies that prove that these are the case. But recently there have been a few studies into ashwagandha's effects on boosting testosterone in overweight men 40 plus, which have shown that after 16 weeks of taking ashwagandha, these men increased testosterone levels by 20%. Now, similar with ZMA, their testosterone levels were already too low, so it brought them back to where they should be. But that again is something that we want. If our lifestyle habits already aren't great, we need some supplements and new lifestyle habits to help us get them back to where they should be. And ashwagandha can help with that. Next supplement is one you've definitely heard of. It's creatine monohydrate. It's one of the most researched supplements out there now. Very, very solid evidence that it helps to increase ATP, which helps you to push yourself harder in the gym, therefore more muscle repair, more muscle growth. Creatine will also help you store a little bit more water in your muscles, which helps them look fuller and makes you look bigger as well, which isn't a bad side effect, is it? What I would say is don't get sucked into the different derivatives of creatine. So creatine monohydrate came out back in the late 90s, I think, and it was great, but it became such a commodity product that supplement companies weren't making enough money from it. So they started to try and change it just a wee bit and then claim that their new version was even better than creatine monohydrate. Stick to creatine monohydrate. It's a solid product. You just need 5 grams per day stuck into your post-workout shake or into a bit of juice at some point in the day. So micronized creatine monohydrate, just 5 grams per day, solid product. Helps you push yourself further in the gym, helps the muscles look a little bit bigger. Penultimate supplement I want to talk about is vitamin D. Now, similar to zinc, if you are deficient in vitamin D, again, you will have low testosterone. If you live in a fairly northern part of the world where you have very long winters and not very much sunlight, or if you're stuck in an office, not getting much outside light, then you will be deficient in vitamin D. There's a reason why you probably feel a little bit friskier when you go on sunny holidays after a few days. That's because all that sunshine is boosting your vitamin D levels back to where they should be, which is boosting your testosterone levels back to where they should be, which makes you feel like $1 million. So if it's just not feasible for you to get outdoors in the sunshine every day wherever you live, by all means consider taking vitamin D every day. Vitamin D3 would be the best version, and looking to take around 5,000 IU. Per day. And that is enough to regulate your testosterone levels, to help you to synthesize protein better, and to build muscle. Last of the cheapest but best supplements for men over 40 to take to help to build muscle is citrulline malate. Citrulline malate is an amino acid, which means it's one of the building blocks of protein in the muscles. Citrulline malate itself helps to increase blood flow to the muscles. It helps you to train a little bit harder in the gym, and it helps to stimulate muscle growth. Another great effect of citrulline malate is that it increases your levels of another amino acid called arginine. Now, arginine is directly related to the production of HGH, human growth hormone, which, as the name suggests, will help you to build muscle. So those are 5 great supplements that will help you get your body set up to help you build muscle. They will help you sleep. They will help normalize your testosterone production. They will help you train harder in the gym. They will help your muscles look fuller. All of them really will help you to build muscle as long as your workout program and your diet program are already on track. What I want to look at now, though, is 2 supplements that you probably see everywhere that are actually completely useless. And those 2 supplements are D-aspartic acid and Tribulus terrestris. For a while, DAA, D-aspartic acid, was everywhere. It was in every muscle-building supplement out there because there were some studies that did show that it increased testosterone. But what those studies didn't really shout from the rooftops was that these were people that weren't doing any training at all. Subsequently, there have been studies done on people that are already doing resistance training, and it's found that it actually decreased their testosterone production if you take D-aspartic acid while you're already doing a fairly grueling training program. And that led to libido issues in the participants in the study. So D-aspartic acid, if you're training, don't touch it. The next supplement to avoid, as I said, is Tribulus terrestris, which again, similar to ashwagandha, is based on Indian medicine, but this one genuinely doesn't work. There's lots of anecdotal evidence that it's been used for centuries in the Indian subcontinent for libido as an aphrodisiac. And the thing is, it does work in that sense. It does act as an aphrodisiac. It can help to increase your libido, but not for any reasons related to testosterone boosting, which is what we need for muscle growth. So by all means, if you want to increase your libido, knock yourself out with some Tribulus. But if you're trying to build muscle, you don't need to touch it because it's not going to do anything to your body that's going to help you build any more muscle. So those were five of the best and cheapest supplements for guys 40 plus to help with muscle building, and two that you really should avoid. Keep your money in your back pocket. I hope that helped. I look forward to speaking to you soon. Check out offacoach.com for the free books and free resources to help you look after yourself, mate.